So I am an old lady with small breasts, which is absolutely fine with me. I kind of love him, even though our society values big boobs. They're supposed to be the attractive things, but I love my small breasts, and here's why. I don't want to be top heavy. I don't want anything flopping in front of me. I don't want to be unbalanced. I feel kind of perfect the way I am. When I was growing up, when we were all eager to be teenagers, we all thought we wanted breasts, and we didn't get them when we wanted them, so at least we could get a training bra. Boy, did we bug our mothers for training bras. And if you don't know what it is, it looks like a bra, but it has no cups because you have nothing to put in there. But it does have a strap in the back, and that shows that you are a mature girl. Turned out I didn't need a training bra because I developed a good year before the rest of them. They popped out, these little breasts. Then I knew I needed a real bra. And way back then, this was in the late 40s, underwear was kind of like armor. You didn't want anything to jiggle. So it was very heavy and very serious and not very pretty. And so there I was, strapped into a bra, and when I got a little older, shoved into a girdle. And then when I came of age, it was time to burn the bra. I just flung it away, and I went braless. And that is the way that I snagged my husband, I believe. We were both working at the registrar's office of Columbia University, and I was a transcript clerk, and I had to lean over the Xerox machine many times. He got an eyeful because I was wearing a peasant blouse with no bra. I was a bohemian. And he was a guy from the Midwest, and he couldn't believe what he was seeing. They weren't big, but they were there. I want to take a little diversion to tell you about the rest of the females in my family, because I was the small-breasted one. I think I take after my father. But my great-grandmother had a glorious, as they say, poitrine, you know, big. It was big enough so that she could take our little hamster and put him down between her breasts. She was a hotel hostess, and when she was talking to the guests at the hotel, this little furry guy would stick his head up in between. It was a great joke. But in any case, she had the big breasts. My mother had pretty big breasts. My sister, she got the big breasts too. I was at a high school reunion to the high school we both went to. And these guys, they were not interested in me at all, but they came up to me and they said, "How's your sister Kitty?" Her breasts preceded her. Her breasts were part of her identity. But mine, you know, they were just there. I was fond of them, but they didn't get in the way. I didn't think about them. When I had kids, then they became rather important. It was a time of natural breastfeeding, and I loved the concept. It wasn't all a piece of cake, I have to tell you. I wasn't a huge cow. I did not give a lot of milk. And so when the kids discovered sippy cups, I was toast. My breasts at this time got a little bigger. I was still not exactly proportionate. I was very small on top and very, as we say, zoftic on the bottom. But I was glad I have these bigger boobies, because when I became briefly an exotic dancer, I thought that it would be better than what I had had before, which was really not very big at all. However, I was a little worried because in this nightclub, they had an iconic figure called the Girl in the Swing. And she looked just like a Vargas pinup. And she had pneumatic breasts. I was afraid when I stripped off that caftan that I was wearing that the audience would look at the contrast and they would laugh. And they did. But you know what I did in my head, because I sometimes am pretty clever? I had figured out that what I was doing was utterly ridiculous, the hippie dance of love. Oh, come on. And so I must have been projecting irony, and that's what they were laughing at. So we laughed together, and we had a fabulous time of it. Now I'm in late middle age, and I'm at a performance where a bunch of storytellers, my peers, are appearing. And they are excited, lithe, energetic, older women. But I studied them with narrow eyes because I noticed that all of them had sag. No matter what size they were, their breasts were not up where I thought breasts should be. And then I went home and took a careful look in the mirror, which I seldom do, and I noticed that my breasts, albeit small, were saggy as well. And so I got myself, I'll call them a stable of bras. I was experimenting to see what it felt like. And I decided it was time to bite the bullet and go back to bras after all this time. And the grandchildren looked at me, and they said, "Grandma, you look different." And then they kind of cocked their heads and they said, "You look positively perky." I'm very happy to have these old, slightly saggy, perky in bra boobies.
You're listening to Bee Stories. Everybody's got them. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Acast and listen on SoundCloud, too. And you can see and hear more at beestories.com. Bee Stories, putting boobies in ears since 2015.